Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello?
Hi, this is Seth McElroy. I'm calling from I'm looking to speak with Elizabeth.
Oh, yes, this is she.
Wonderful. Hi, Elizabeth. We received an email in regards to some fraudulent charges that appeared on your statement.
Yeah. Oh, so thank you so much for contacting me. I have these two charges that I'm not really clear where they came from. I don't know who the merchants are. One is $150 and the other one is $320.
Okay. Let me look into that for a second. Just hold on for 1 second, please.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Okay, please hold. All the single ladies, all the single ladies, all the single ladies, all the single ladies. Now put your hands up.
Hello?
Put your hands up. Your hands up, all the single ladies, all the single ladies, all the single ladies, all the
Hello?
Single ladies. Put your hands up. Hi, Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm back. Thank you for holding. I appreciate that.
Yeah. I don't think you actually put me on hold. I think I heard you singing. Just so you know, so you don't, like, maybe do it to other people.
Oh.
Kind of weird.
We do have hold music. It could have been that. Hold music.
Are you sure? Because it sounded like you were singing, I think, Beyonce or something.
Oh, yeah, no. Probably the hold music.
Okay. All right. It doesn't matter. Sorry.
Yeah. So I was just looking into these fraudulent charges. I need to connect with my supervisor on one more thing, so I have to place you on a brief hold, okay?
Oh, okay.
Sorry,
sure.
I know it can get kind of annoying, but please hold.
Okay.
All the single ladies, all the single ladies, all the single ladies,
Hello?
All the single ladies. Now put your hands up.
Excuse me, sir.
Put your hands up.
Sir?
Put your hands up. Yep, 1 second.
Sir?
Put your hands up.
Hello?
Hey, hello. Hi. Is Elizabeth there?
What do you mean, is Elizabeth there? Yes, I'm here. You are singing to me on the phone. You have to know you're doing this.
No, I placed you on a brief hold.
Look, these are extremely extensive charges, and it's, like, very stressful to me. So if I could... You know, please speak to somebody else, because I don't feel like you're taking it seriously, and I'm getting very frustrated.
No, I take this very seriously. The whole company takes this kind of thing very seriously. I don't know why
you're... Why aren't you singing single ladies to me when you're pretending to put me on hold?
Well, I was putting you on hold.
Okay, dude, you got to give me somebody else. I got to talk to your supervisor. Or like, this isn't working. Like,
okay, I really don't want you to talk to my supervisor, so I'm just going to be honest. The singing was me.
No, it was you, dude. Okay, I'm not an idiot. I don't understand why you're doing it. Like, is the whole music broken or something? Because it just makes me feel like you're not taking my problem seriously, and
no,
that's not cool.
I'm taking it very seriously. Before I answer you, though, did you like it?
Did I like what? Your singing? Are you asking me if I liked your singing?
Yeah, what'd you think?
No, I didn't like your singing. Can you just tell me what the hell is going on?
Okay, yes, I can. To be honest, I am just a part-time customer service person. My real profession is a singer.
Okay.
And so when I
do that on your own time.
Well, I am. This is my time while I'm at work. When I place people on hold, I sing the hold music in hopes that someone will hear my voice, like a producer or something. What did you think, though?
I didn't like it. I'm telling you, I don't like it, and it's frustrating.
Well, then unfortunately, I have to tell you there's nothing I can do about your fraudulent charges.
What the f***? What do you mean there's nothing you can do?
Well,
just put me on the phone with someone else right now.
It doesn't feel good when somebody's mean to you, does it?
I'm not being mean to you.
So let's try it again. All the single ladies, all the single ladies.
Oh, my God.
All the
no,
single ladies,
I don't want to hear you sing again. Put me on the phone
up,
with someone else.
Up.
No.
Just put your hands up.
Stop.
Put your hands up. It's a prank phone call.
What?
Oh, this is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the morning doing a phone tap on you.
Wait, what? This is a joke?
Yes.
This was actually a joke this whole time? This isn't a real...
No, your friend Patrick set you up. He told me that somebody hacked your account.
Oh my God!
waiting for a call back. So I figured I could help you out.
No, I feel like such an idiot. I'm shocked.
Well, hey, do you mind if I place you on a brief hold real quick? Just want to put you on hold.
No, no more holds. I don't want to
put your hands up
ever again.
Put your hands up.
Please stop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.